Over the past 50 years, Clive Davis has shepherded the careers of musicians as diverse as Janis Joplin, Bruce Springsteen, Whitney Houston, Patti Smith, Alicia Keys, Barry Manilow, Aerosmith, Carlos Santana, you name it, as far as a big name, and more than likely he's had some kind of involvement. There's a brand new documentary out right now. It's called The Soundtrack of Our Lives. It's a documentary on the life of Clive Davis, and it has been a long time coming that I've always hoped to talk to this individual. Clive, how are you this morning?
I'm well, thank you.
It's great to have you on the program. Tell us about this new film.
Well, the Ridley Scott, the great director, his firm, had a documentary film on my life. And it was chosen to open the Tribeca Film Festival at Radio City Music Hall, no less.
Right.
And it's the story of my life, and it's the story of contemporary music, from my discovery of Joplin at the Monterey Pop Festival, if you will, 50 years ago.
Mm-hmm.
I had just gotten in the business. And it traces the rock artists that have got me in the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame, whether it's Chicago and Blood, Sweat, and Tears, Santana, Aerosmith, Earth, Wind, and Fire. And then it shows I was let go at the height of my career, how the industry was facing an investigation,
mm-hmm.
and how I was the victim of a witch hunt. It shows my vindication. It shows a check for $1 million that I got from Columbia for the brand new company, Arista, that I was forming in 1975. So it's not a story of puffery. It's a story, the real story. It's the real story of Whitney Houston and my mm-hmm. life with her after I signed her in 1983. And it not only shows, you know, the unbelievable, incomparable heights. I was a partner. I did pick all the material. I didn't just sign her that Whitney recorded. It covers her downfall. But it also is far more than tabloidal. It shows the magnitude of her talent. And so I'm proud of this film. And I do hope that with Apple loving it and offering it on October 3rd on its brand new TV service as well as on iTunes, that anybody that loves contemporary music, Alicia Keys, Jennifer Hudson, Bad Boy Records, LaFaith, I was there,
mm-hmm.
and I just love the fact that young people or anybody, if they love music, will want to know all the stories.
Yeah. You know, you really never came from a musical background. Is that correct?
Well, you can't say I'm not musical. What you can say is I can't read music. I I would never thought of music as a career.
Yeah.
But I was ready for it when I was made president of Columbia Records overnight. And when I found that I did have a natural gift.
Mm-hmm.
So that the discovery of the artists that have put me in the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame that I mentioned. When I started Arista, I attracted the Grateful Dead and the Kinks and signed Patti Smith.
Wow.
So that, yes, I wasn't originally, quote, musical, but music became my passion.
Mm-hmm.
It became my natural gift. And I added to these self-contained rock artists or artists like Alicia Keys,
right.
repertoire, songs to the artists that don't write.
Yeah.
So Whitney and Aretha and Dion and Barry Manilow, they're all through this documentary in the material that I found for them and that we collaborated on.
Mm-hmm. Any artist that you wish that you had signed that's been very successful?
Well, yeah, yes, it was. I mean, the two artists that I know I passed on, and that is a part of the book and film, is Meat Loaf. Mm. When he auditioned for me, I don't know if he sang Bat Out of Hell, but that was a one album monster.
Oh, yeah.
It's not that the career has been a 30 or 40 or 50 year, but certainly that's a classic album.
Absolutely.
And there is a, you know, a story that just emerged with a different ending, and that is when I auditioned John Mellencamp, he was John Cougar, and I thought he was too close to Bruce Springsteen, and I had signed Springsteen, and so I passed. But a few years ago, at the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame, night before dinner, I was sitting there with Bruce and with John, and I said, John, you're the most famous artist I didn't sign. And he said, let me tell you and bring it up to date, and you shouldn't feel bad at all. I was in a cover band in Vegas, and I was doing other people's material when David Bowie's manager came to me, and he said, you should go solo, and you should stop doing other people's songs as a cover band. You got a great voice. You got to start writing. And so I was only writing for 8 weeks, and he asked me to audition for you. And my greatest influence was Bruce Springsteen. So don't feel bad. I emerged after you passed on me. And, of course, he became one of the great rock and rollers of all time. But
wow.
That's an interesting story that I was thrilled to get from John.
Very, very cool ending there to that story there. I mean, what a compliment, especially coming from John. man, we appreciate your time so much. Once again, it's called The Soundtrack of Our Lives. Clive Davis here this morning. Give it up for him. Yeah. Thank you, Clive.
Thank you so much.